There are several and very different views on work. One view sees work as a punishment, another view sees it as a blessing. And the Protestants see it as a duty to make up for oneself in life and society. The slogan for the first labor movement in Norway was, "Do your duty, claim your right." I have grown up with this view on work and with words like pleasure of work and mood for work. At school we got 3 grades at the end of the school report, one for industry, one for order and one for behavior. When my father signed the report, these 3 grades were commented and he insisted on the best grade for industry. As kids, we saw that work was essential because between the 2 great wars, there was joblessness, distress and suffering. The modern welfare society has a strange double view on work. On the one hand, we worry about joblessness and we require effective measures against it. The reason is that people must have work, not social security. In other words, we are concerned with work as a source of income, not as a source of joy and meaning in life. On the other hand, we have during the last 30 to 40 years gradually lowered the retiring age, especially through AFP, that is, agreement-based pension. The average retiring age in Norway is now 59 years, and it is still lower in southern Europe. We maintain an upper retiring age at 70 years when we have to retire from steady work. At the same time, health has improved, and the average lifespan in Norway is now 82.3 years for women and 77.5 years for men. Thus, what we have done after the war is to extend the pensioned old age in both ends. It starts much earlier and it lasts much longer. Thus, old age has become a much greater part of life. Here I show you the result of a simple calculation that illustrates the historical development for men from 1900 until today and the prognosis for 2050. I have divided life in 2 parts. In one part, we are provided for by others, and in the other part, we live on income from our own work. You see that the working part of life is steadily diminishing, and it is now less than half. The prognosis for 2050 is that the working part of life will be only 31%. And then I ask, is this a sound development, or do we throw away useful work for people? I believe that the development has not been good for people, and it has not been driven by a consideration for the workers. The driving force has been to increase efficiency and downsizing of the workforce, and it has been easier to get rid of the older workers who could get early pensions. I believe that both the workers and the unions have been seduced. There are, of course, worn-out, chronically ill workers who deserve early pensions. But I believe that the healthy majority should stay longer at work. to 70 or at least 67 years. The United States have a law against discrimination of the elderly, which makes it illegal to dismiss people because of old age, even after 70. At 70 years, a worker has a right to pension, but he cannot be dismissed against his will. Of course, there is one condition for the proposal that people should remain longer at work. The employer has to arrange working conditions in a suitable way. The employer should be interested in keeping the older workers and in giving them reasonable working conditions, for example, shorter working hours. A typical example from the health service may be a surgeon who has reached 60 years. The hospital needs his long experience and should give him less night duty. One point should be stressed. Previous generations were worn out due to heavy physical work. Today there is very little such work left, even in construction. Modern working life, however, has stress and endless reorganizations which take away the joy of working. If we are to keep the older workers at work, the workplaces have to be good and safe. It is important to remember that work has a social part. Many elderly people have a social network which is related to their work, and the so-called shock of pension is often due to the loss of this network. I believe this is more important for men than for women. Many elderly find their own work, which they enjoy, for example, gardening, housework, renovation, care for grandchildren, etc. In addition, many elderly, especially women, enjoy voluntary work at senior centers, voluntary organizations, and the like. They look upon such work as a gift, and they say, it is those who give that receive. Therefore, we should support voluntary organizations like Elderly Help Elderly. My conclusion is that work is a blessing for people, including the elderly. The reason is that it keeps us in activity, both physical, mental, and social activity. Therefore, it is important to stimulate the joy of work and to arrange working conditions for the elderly in such a way that they can continue to work. Where there is a will, there is a way, is still a good motto.